This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting Hour of Power with Coach Alfie Townsend. You're listening to the Saving the Investor radio broadcast right here on 92.5 Fox News, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's financial planner. And if you saved or accumulated enough funds for retirement, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and give Alfie a call at 561-1155. And that's 561-1155. Alfie knows he can't help everybody, but Alfie does specialize in helping retirees or those soon to be retired have a strategy and place that will keep you on the retirement fairway. Call Alfie right now, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You can meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and whichever is more convenient for you, sit down with him and let him give you a second opinion, because he'll examine your portfolio from the inside out. And you also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie's company and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And today there's a lot of changes in the market, things that are happening in the market. And obviously, Britain is an area of concern. And we're going to be talking about the Brexit today and what's taking place in the vote there and how their trade can affect our markets. And the person to bring you that information and give you insight and direction is our financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Alfie, great to see you again this beautiful Saturday morning.
A little windy today, but that's okay. Beautiful Saturday. And John, you're right about the market this week has been a little up and down, and people, you know, they ask Alfie when I'm, you know, if I'm in the shopping or whatever, and they come up to me, Alfie, what do you think the market's going to do? Well, no one really knows what the market's going to do. We know that, right?
Sure.
We do know that with all the coaching we do on our show and on, you know, with our clients. But we do know one thing. The market is going to do, it's already priced in what happens in Britain. It's already priced in what happens. You know, what's not priced in, though, is this, you know, the terrorist attack that we had here right on our homeland, and which was absolutely awful. And, you know, the market, you know, reacted a little bit. And that's why it's so hard to predict what the market's going to do. And that's why you cannot predict what the market's going to do. And that's why you have to have a well-diversified portfolio and make sure you're not taking undue risk. That's the most important part of investing is to know what your fees are and know that you're not paying too much for those holdings that you do have, and make sure that you are diversified and not taking undue risk. And speaking of that, John, the how do you pronounce that?
Brexit.
Brexit.
Yeah.
Brexit.
Yeah.
Like breakfast.
Sounds like a biscuit, but what a Brexit.
Brexit. So what is Brexit? And it is, you know, it's part of the European Union. Okay. It's not the euro. It's not the currency. It's the European Union. And, you know, so we did some research about it, and we find out that there's about 28. There is 28 countries that's involved with this. It's like you have the European Union, and you have 28 of these countries that are inside of this of the European Union, and the Brits want to get out. You know, they want to get out, and you know, so you ask why do they want to get out? Why don't they want to be a part of something big? And it, you know, big is not always the best, and it seems like they're wanting to get out, John, because of there's a lot of they don't like the politics in there. They don't like what's going on inside the European Union.
Plus, they're spending a lot of money each week too.
They're spending a lot of money, but what does that, you know, what does that do to the pound if they get out, or, you know, what does that do? So let's go through it a little bit, John. We can talk about it. It's a single market allowing, you know, goods and people to move around. If, you know, in if they were members of the states in one of the countries. Okay, so the euro is a currency for the European Union, but it doesn't mean that they are all under the euro.
Correct.
Like, you know, the Brits are under the pound, and but it would shake things up if things happen. So let's look at some of the advantages and the disadvantages if the Brits, you know, decide to leave. And not, you know, it was this past week, the Mrs. Cox was one of the members of the favoring to stay in, you know, having Brits stay in the European Union, and she gets murdered.
Right.
Just gets shot on the street. So obviously, and I think the person that did this, John, it was one that was saying, you know, we don't want to be in there. It was someone that was against, obviously, wanting to stay in there. So I think one of the reasons why the Brits want to get out of there is there's so many people. We look at it, some of the figures, immigration is one of the big things. We have a good German friend, Marion, and he's, you know, he's German, but now he lives in Switzerland. He said, you know, when they open up the borders over there in Germany, a lot of people are afraid over there now. And there's so many people coming in, and that's what immigration is. 500,000 or 500 people a day, every day, is entering into the UK.
Yeah.
Every day, 500 people. So maybe the Brits are looking at it as, you know what, we can't afford to keep allowing this to happen. And, you know, so the Brits could stop spending 350 a million pounds to being part of the European Union. So that's what they have to really, they have a lot of money. You got to pay to be involved with this.
Right.
And supposedly you get perks and this and that, but I don't know, you know, with healthcare costs, and you have, you know, you with negotiating trades and this and that, there's some good things about it, John, but it seems there's more bad about it. So the Brits want out. They want to, but if they get out, what happens? They say the pound would go down quite a bit.
Yeah, and also, I mean, obviously, if they don't reestablish the same trade cycles that they have currently, that's the main fear within that, because basically 45% of the UK exports are through those relationships they already have established. And obviously, that's what is making your markets here, right, you know, sort of falter a little bit, is because they're afraid if they pull out, then that's going to affect American trade. And American trade is obviously is money coming into the United States, and that affects bottom lines, which affects the markets. So what is your prediction on that? What do you foresee happening?
Well, if you think about it, what's happening is there's a lot of spending going on, and that's what has to get in our country. And, you know, we do work. I just did a workshop this past week, and we pass out these index cards and ask what your fears are, you know, what your concerns are, what, you know, what would you like us to talk about? And it goes back to ISIS is one of them. And it goes back to the deficit. It goes back to healthcare. It goes back to outliving your money. These are people that come to our workshop. This is what they're thinking about. And so how do you get a portfolio? Because if you have a portfolio that is diversified, it has to be international. You have to have international holdings, or you're just diversified in the U.S. and you can't. And this proves right here, John, it's a global market. So you know, this will over whatever happens, it will, you know, it's going to be okay in the long run. You know, we're going to have some bumps if they stay in, or if they leave, we're going to have, you know, the market, free market is still going to prevail. Goods and services are still going to be bought and sold. So it will work out. It's just, you know, this has been a tough week with everything going on.
Yeah, well, it's very uncertain in the markets. But one thing is certain, if you invest properly and you stay true to your goals and focus on the retirement end from the beginning, Alfie can help you do that and help coach you and help you navigate through the fog of investing. Give him a call at 561-1155. Sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples, and he'll give you understanding and obviously knowledge that'll give you peace of mind so that you're not up and down, in and out of the market, and basically you're staying the course right through to retirement. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
All right, it's that time of year, right? The home repairs, get your house in order. How about your fiscal house? Is it in order? I'm with Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group, 561-1155. Well, how are you, Alfie?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
So how do people get their fiscal house in order so they can retire with confidence?
Well, the first thing they have to do, Drew, is make sure they have a plan in place to make sure that their income's going to last as long as they do.
Yeah.
We have a lot of uncertainty, and I don't like to scare people, but I do like to make them aware that, You have to make sure that you're not taking undue risks, you're not paying too much in fees, and that you do have a plan regardless of what the economy does.
Right. You've got to have a plan in place to weather all these storms, right?
Absolutely. Because when you retire, your paycheck is dependent on your money, not where you used to work.
Call Alfie today at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You need a true professional working on your behalf so you can stay retired. Alfie's a certified financial planner ready to help today with two offices in Fort Myers and Naples. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group.
We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. If you've had the same financial advisor for the last 10 to 25 years, chances are they were helpful during the accumulation phase of your life. But is your financial advisor still right for you? It's time to work with an advisor that is skilled on the back nine of your retirement and take you through the most critical time of your financial life when you need to count on lifetime income. Call Alfie today at 561-1155, 561-1155. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He'll examine your portfolio from the inside out, expose all the hidden fees inside there, tell you if you're diversified correctly, and basically he's going to answer a question you should be asking: will my income last? You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. We're talking today about Brexit, which is the European Union, the 28 countries that are involved with that in trade, and Britain about to make a decision on whether to pull out of that or not. And the coach is bringing some relative vital information to you as an investor, because if they pull out, there's going to be ramifications. And if they stay, there's ramifications. I think what we need to realize is that stocks go up, stocks go down, and basically stocks some days remain flat. And if you invest properly and rebalance correctly and not get in and out, you're going to be just fine, according to, statistics of the past. Is that correct? Is that a correct statement?
Well, these Nobel Prize laureates that put portfolios together that believe in the modern portfolio, you need international holdings, John, to have a diversified portfolio. You need small caps, you need micro caps, you need value companies. So you need different ones. So global diversification is really, it far outweighs the risks associated with not investing over there.
So, and you do have for people that say, I'm leery of the market, I'm scared of the market, I hate this up and down volatility. You do have some principal protection packages that, really can make people have peace of mind, but still invest, don't you?
Yeah, that's funny you say that, because a lot of clients right now, I have some money sitting in the bank, Alfie, and I don't want to really tie it up. And I don't really want, I have already money in the market, I have annuities. But is there anything out there that's paying better than, what these CD rates are paying? And so if you had something that you can invest that in right now that gives you principal protection, it gives you upside potential, it gives you liquidity, and it gives you tax-free death benefit, is there something out there like that? And there is. And so let's talk a little bit about the principal protection program that that a lot of our clients are looking into. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're 65 years old. You got a couple $100,000 sitting around in money market accounts or CDs that aren't making anything, and you'd like to do something better. So that $200,000, you put that in this particular program, and you're looking at from day one, it's going to make guaranteed 3% to 12%. 3 to 12%. So that's not too bad. There's a cost in there, because it gives you that $200,000. If you were to die from day one, it's worth close to double what you put in, almost $400,000 in some cases. Some would be a lot higher, but in this case, $200,000 would be $400,000 from day one. You mean to tell me if I put $200,000 in, I kick the bucket, my heirs would get $400,000? Yes, and they would get it tax-free. Now, so there's a cost of insurance in that, okay? So how does that work? Well, how it works is this. You have a guarantee of 3. The most you can make is 12. So you're looking at 1%. If it's, the cost of insurance is under 2%, but let's call it 2%. So really your growth potential is 1 to 10%. So if you're looking at 1 to 10% and then you get all these other benefits, And these are the benefits that you get. You put in the $200,000. If you want your money back day one, you get $200,000. Or if it grew, let's say it grew from 200 in 2 years, 3 years, let's call it 3 years. Because if you're not going to keep it at least 3 to 4 years, it's not worth it. And some people keep it for life. But, it's usually like a 3 to 7 year plan. And you can take money out of it. But your $200,000, let's say it grows to $70,000. There's no penalties. Like in an annuity, you have these surrender charges. That's what people don't like about annuities. A lot of times, there's surrender charges. Well, you're doing annuity for future income. You're not doing it to cash out. This, you're doing it to take out, to cash out down the road. It's a place to park money. While the money is being parked, it's making between 1 and 10%, guaranteed 1 to 10%. And anytime it makes money, it locks it in. It never loses. In addition to that, you have double what you put in if you were to, your will matures. And I'll say that again, your will matures, that means you die. It's worth double what you put in from day one in a lot of cases, depending on your age and health. And the last thing is that you have liquidity and you're not paying taxes on it while it's making money until you take it out.
That's amazing, because you got people that are listening and have a couple hundred thousand, maybe even more, sitting in a money market, and they're making 0.5% or 0.75%, whatever they're getting right now. And if they were to pass away, they're just going to have that money remaining. You're talking about an investment vehicle, a strategy, a principal protection that can help them make between 2 and 12%. Okay, guaranteed is, it can, the lowest it can be is probably 2, right?
Well, what it is, it's a 3% guarantee, but there's a cost of insurance, depending on your age, between 1.5% to 2%. So with that being said, what I did is I ran some numbers this past week, and if they left it for 20 years, it averaged, with the cost of insurance and everything, 5.69.
Wow. So basically, if they do the same thing in a money market, they're not going to have anything compared to that.
Yeah, but their death benefit, and not only that, John, their death benefit was double what you put in, and it gives you home health care. I saw a person this past week, and she had an old life insurance policy. So the old life insurance policy had a lot of cash value, but it did not have any of the newer benefits like the home health care. So the amount of money that she was able to get for home health care with the amount of money she was putting in was a couple hundred thousand dollars a year for 4 years of home health care. It takes it away from the death benefit, but it gave her, couple hundred thousand dollars a year if she needed it for home health care, which is great, because she was paying $6,000 a year for long-term care that wasn't anywhere the amount of money that she would have with this one. So, if you're looking, that if you want to say, look, I want to take care of my home health care needs, because that's a lot of people, they hate life insurance, they hate car insurance, I hate all these insurances, but you have to have.
But they protect you. That's really what it does.
It protects you. But one insurance that is going to be used more than, besides life insurance, and besides your homeowner's insurance and car insurance, is most likely going to be long-term care insurance. Someone's going to have to go into nursing home. The statistics are so high. I always say I want to recuperate in my home. Let's talk about that after this break. We'll be right back.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
So you remember it, right? Your first cell phone, big, clunky. It was like a brick in your hand. You probably carried it in a bag, as a matter of fact, like a suitcase. Well, Alfie Townsend's here with Advantage Retirement Group, 561-1155. First of all, Alfie, an upgrade to your retirement plan.
Hey, isn't it nice to get upgrades? You go when you get that new phone. Well, how about coming in? Give us a call at 561-1155 and see what we can do for you, because a lot of times, Drew, we're able to increase people's income for the same amount of money.
So what about a plan that's in place like right now? Maybe it seems like it's good for you, but you really need a second set of eyes to check it out.
You do need a second set of eyes, because a lot of times people are in things they don't understand. And what we do is we extract those fees out of there, and we're going to a lot of times reduce their volatility by 30 to 40% in order to get even that same return.
Right, like upgrading your phone, upgrading your retirement plan, and stay retired. You can do it today with Alfie Townsend. Advantage Retirement Group, 2 offices, 1 in Fort Myers and 1 in Naples, a certified financial planner ready to help you today. 561-1155.
We'll be right back. We now return to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155, 561-1155. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner, and he'll sit down with you in Fort Myers or Naples, examine your portfolio from the inside out, and make recommendations to you that will be beneficial and prudent well into your retirement years. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. And we're talking with the coach before the break about a principal protection plan that he has that can give you anywhere between 3 and 12%. Yes, you heard me correctly. 3 and 12% interest on your money. If you're sitting in a money market or you have it in a savings account and it's doing nothing for you, you owe it to yourself to sit down with Alfie and let him talk to you about this principal protection plan, because basically it's totally accessible. It's totally liquid. You can take it out. The money's going to grow tax-free until you take it out. I mean, Alfie, this is a tremendous plan that people really, and there is a lot of money on the sidelines, and people are in that little bit of a panic mode right now because of obviously terrorist attacks on our own land and a lot of things happening overseas in Europe. And, you know, people are concerned and they want to protect their money. I mean, I would think this would be something that would be a hot spot for people to really access and take a look at.
Well, it is. And it's not for everybody. If your health is awful, you're not going to qualify for this. This is for people really between the ages of, I would say, in the late 50s to 70 years old. It fits real nice. Between 70, you can probably go to 72. But if you're in that range, and when I say health, as long as you don't have, you know, if you had cancer over 5 years ago, they'll even look at that. But if you just had open heart surgery, they're not going to look at that. But if you have high blood pressure, if you had adult onset diabetes, that could even be looked at. So it's not that they want you in perfect health. They just want you to you know, be in average health. And because whatever you put in, you get almost double from day one if you were to pass immediately. So that's why it is something that you have to qualify for. But if you can qualify for it, John, these clients that are coming in that, you know, they say, Alfie, look, I have my money with you. My income is taken care of. My portfolio is doing good. But I have this other money that I don't want to tie up. Is there anything for it? And this is really a go-to vehicle. And, you know, when we talk at the workshop, we talk about a tool. You know, when you're a kid, like you have grandkids now, John, and so if Caleb had a hammer, a plastic hammer, he's not going to be hitting it. You know, he probably hits the refrigerator with it. He probably tried
hits
to
my head with it.
Hit your head with it. But that tool Caleb has is not going to, you know, he can't screw a screw in with it. It's a hammer. It's a tool. And that's what it is. And that's what this is. It's a tool for doing what you can do, what you're supposed to do. You know, this is for growing your money and having access to your money. And it gives you some long-term care benefits. It gives you a death benefit that's tax-free. It could be income replacement for your spouse. So if you have this money sitting around and you lose your pension, if something happens to you, your pension is gone also. This could be a vehicle that could be, money could be parked and you would be taking care of the future pension too. So it serves as more than just one thing. It serves as growing your money and protecting you from a pension loss or even as much as, you know, long-term care.
Yeah, and I mean, even your recommendations as a coach, I mean, you don't recommend that everybody puts 100% of their money in the market, do you? I mean, obviously, you have basically three different areas that you like them to maximize so that everything works together.
Yeah, so what happens, what you hear a lot when you go to workshops and what I hear when people come in, everyone's just jamming an annuity down everybody's throat. Annuity, annuity, annuity. That's a tool, but it's not the tool that fixes everything, you know. And you know, I've done annuities for 33 years, but I do it for a reason. I do it to create income from what we're trying to do. It's a bond replacement. So, you know, if we're going to look at everything, we have to look at money to fight inflation. That's going to be a portfolio. And that's why, as a certified financial planner, I'm going to look at your whole picture. I'm going to look at everything. Like this lady that this client that came in this week, she had this big life insurance policy, and she had a large estate, and it's not in a life insurance trust. So I had to explain to her, we want to keep this out of the estate, so we have to create a life insurance trust. No one ever told her that. So these are, and she was with a big brokerage firm. They didn't talk about that. They had her. She had her properties in a trust, but not the insurance, which is part of her estate, which could make it taxable.
Right.
So there's things we can do. And so give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155 if you'd like to know about some of the things that we can do for you to create either more cash flow or put you in a portfolio that's not so volatile and reduce those fees and have an access to a vehicle that has principal protection.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and that's why you want to sit down with Alfie, because he does have not just one cookie-cutter program for each person. He has many, many diversified vehicles that he can put you in. That's going to be tailor-made, obviously, to your stress level, your sleep number comfort, and he's going to put a plan together, an income plan and a strategy that's going to help you get to retirement with peace of mind. He is Southwest Florida's financial planner, and you do owe it to yourself to give Alfie a call at 561-1155. You can sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Alfie does specialize in helping retirees or those soon to be retired have a strategy in place that will keep you in and on the retirement fairway. Again, that's 561-1155. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. It's a very interactive website, tremendous website. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. You'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, all the services. As a matter of fact, if you click on the media tab, if you would like to find out more information about the principal protection program, annuities, investing in the market, rebalancing. Basically, everything is there, and you can watch it on your laptop. You can watch it on your smartphone or tablet. It's a great way for you to find out more information about Alfie and then meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. Again, 561-1155. We got to take a hard break. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
The news and talk of Southwest Florida, 92.5 Fox News.
It's Drew Steele here in studio with Southwest Florida's financial planner. It's Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group, 561-1155. How are you, Alfie?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Alfie, the number one concern retirees have, we know what it is, their money, making sure it's going to last a lifetime. So how do you help people retire with confidence and stay retired?
That's the key.
Right.
Stay retired,
yep.
Drew. And that's what we want to do here at the Advantage Retirement Group. We want to help you stay retired. We're going to put a plan in place for you. We want to check those, really what you have, to see if you're paying undue fees, which most people are. They're hidden fees that you don't see. And a lot of people, Drew, do not have a plan in place for income.
Yeah, I know you told me the story about a client you've had that said something to you that stuck with you in the past. What did they say?
He says, you know, I made my money once. I don't want to have to make it again.
Yeah, when it comes to planning, it makes sense to sit down with a professional, right? Cut through all the confusion. Alfie Townsend, Advantage Retirement Group, 561-1155. Call today, 561-1155. You want to stay retired? Yes, he can help you today. Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. If you've accumulated enough and are retired or soon to be retired, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and give him a call. You can meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. Alfie specializes in helping retirees or those soon to be retired, and he has a strategy that will put in place that will keep you on the retirement fairway. Again, that phone number is 561-1155, 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, his website is savingtheinvestor.com. You'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie will sit down with you and examine your portfolio from the inside out. He will also take a look at all the hidden fees and expose them for you that's eating up some of your returns. And of course, he wants to answer the question that you should be asking, will your income last? 561-1155. You also can go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. And Alfie does have a workshop coming up on July 7th at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. And his workshops are absolutely phenomenal. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment, how the world affairs affect your financial affairs. And if you've saved a substantial amount of money towards retirement or you're already retired, give Alfie a call at 561-1155. See if you qualify for that world affairs affecting your financial affairs seminar that he's going to put on at Ruth Chris Steakhouse. And you can be a part of that. I know there's only a couple of seats left, but if you want to get in on that and really have a great night out and also great information, and it'll help you achieve your financial goals and dreams, give them a call at 561-1155. And your workshops are unique, Alfie, and really they're different than anybody else's, because most other people obviously have a product in mind that they're peddling or pushing, but yours isn't about that. Yours is really to expose and answer some questions that people are having, and you're finding out that people are concerned about a lot of things, aren't you?
You're right, John. A lot of people, when they come in, we give them these index cards, like I said earlier, and we have them write down. I want to know what's on their mind, because I hear it when clients come in. I know what they're concerned with. They're concerned with, you know, the world, really world affairs, what's happening out there with, you know, terrorism, with just negative news all the time.
Anything on the election, obviously, you know, obviously we're 6 months away from that. I mean, a lot of people concerned about who's going to get in there and, you know, how that might affect the markets.
Well, you know, the market is already factored in the election already. So they're already ahead of the game. But if you go back to history, it really doesn't matter. The market is bigger than the presidency. And I know the presidency, they don't think so, but it does. You can look, we've had Obama in there for 7 years and the market's done very well. But, you know, it was at the very low when he got in. So it had to, you know, do nothing but go up. But on the other hand, I just feel like if we had better policies, if we can lower taxes and bring corporate taxes down so we can bring that money in from overseas and bring that money that's, you know, $2-3 trillion sitting over there. Just think, if we can bring that in, corporation can bring that money in at a 10%, 15% tax, because it stays over there. And if they bring it in, it's like 35, 40% tax to bring it over.
Yeah, well, it is interesting to watch the markets, because like you said, Obama for, you know, going to be 8 years, and really he is not a free market type of thinker. And it just seems that the markets and business people just have an uncanny way of finding a way to have success. And really, even with, you know, that thinking in office, a lot of times the market does very well, which is really unthinkable when you think, if you thought about it logically, you would think, well, if you have presidents in there that are for free markets and lowering taxes and bringing, you know, trade and bringing you know, companies back, that you would do better. But that's not always the case, is it?
Well, just think of all the regulations we have in small business. You know, I heard my friend talking, and he was talking about, he went to the doctor, and there's like twice as many people that is employed by the doctors just to do the paperwork that's involved now. And I go to my chiropractor, Dr. Vic, you know, he says, Alfie, I am, the payouts that we get right now from the insurance companies are like 30% of what we used to get, you know, so everything is getting is regulation after regulation. So, you know, that would be very easy if you get someone in there that understands business to lighten the load of the business owners to create free market and create, you know, not to have to do paperwork for the government and taxes and lower the taxes. And I think there's a lot of room left to grow. And that's why I tell people, I say, you know, the market is at a high, but that doesn't mean it's at a high right now. But you could have said that 3 years ago, it was at a high then. It might have been too high to get in then. Well, if you didn't get in, you missed the next run. So the market is going to, free market works. It's just a matter of being in it being in it for the long haul and having a diversified portfolio. And, you know, we talk about that at the workshop, John, is what is a diversified portfolio? And let's talk about it. You know, our holdings right now in our we have different portfolios. So as a registered investment advisor, that's what I am. I can have any fund manager I pretty much want. I just get a license with their firm. And the thing about it is this, I have, like, there's one over in our state that we deal with that has 28 different fund managers. Okay. I have another one that I paid for to be involved with them because it's a proprietary portfolio. And there's only about 550 people in the country that can even offer it. But that's the one that I probably do 80% of our clients with, because it believes in free market. It believes in rebalancing aggressively with new monies coming in. But that one, John, just to give you an example, it's 16,000 holdings, 16,000 unique holdings, and you're in 45 countries and 21 asset classes. So diversification is to reduce your volatility during times of market conditions. Like, I look at this portfolio back to people that have large cap stocks, and that's what most of them have when they come in. When we do that financial MRI, we'll analyze their portfolio, and a lot of them, 50% of their money is in large cap stocks. That's the S&P 500. And if you look at 2000, 2001, 2002, the S&P 500 lost almost 46% those years. And that's when they lost in their portfolios, they lost about 25 to 30% in those years, where our portfolios, our moderate portfolio, made a little bit of money in those years. So the key is not to lose as much. So let's talk about that on the other side of this break.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Well, we all know it's election season right now. The question is, who will be in office at the state, local, federal level, Republican, Democrat? Do we even know? But are you prepared for what's coming up? Alfie Townsend, Advantage Retirement Group, 561-1155, is joining us right now. And what about that, Alfie? Who's in office and what's on the way?
You know, the bottom line, Drew, is you have to make sure that you have a plan in place regardless whoever gets in. It doesn't matter, but you have to make sure that you're not paying high fees, that you're diversified, that you have an income plan in place, and that will take care of itself.
And certainly in the long term, you're talking about staying retired as well.
We want to keep our clients retired.
We certainly know that times looking ahead, we're not sure what's coming up, but we do know that you've got to have the right investment plan in place.
Yeah, and we're not here to scare you. We're here to educate you, and we do put a right plan in place for our clients.
So call today, 561-1155, have a conversation with Alfie, sit down, talk about your retirement plans and your future, and be ready for whatever is coming up. 561-1155, two offices, one in Fort Myers, one in Naples. Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. He is Southwest Florida's financial planner. And if you've accumulated enough and are retired or soon to be retired, you do owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call Alfie right now at 561-1155, 561-1155, especially if you've had the same financial advisor for the last 10 to 25 years. Chances are they were helpful during the accumulation phase, during your working phase of life. But is your financial advisor still right for you? It's time to work with an advisor that is skilled on the back nine, and Alfie can take you through the most critical time of your financial life when you need to count on lifetime income. Again, that's 561-1155, 561-1155, or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And he does have a few seats available for the next How the World Affairs Affects Your Financial Affairs. It's on July 7th at Ruth Chris Steakhouse down in Coconut Point. And basically, if you save money for retirement and or already retired, give Alfie a call at 561-1155. See if you qualify for that event. It's a great night out, and it's going to be very informational and informative for you to understand what's taking place in our culture, but also in the world. And, you know, the attendees that come, they have some real concerns. And one of them, Alfie, is that, you know, can our government continue to borrow money indefinitely without causing problems with this economy? I mean, we're approaching mid-$19 trillion, probably heading towards $20 to $21 trillion before Obama steps out of office. I mean, that's got to have some negative effect, you would think, having all that debt over us.
You know, it does have a lot of, it does have negative effect, but at this point right now, it's not really affecting the stock market. It affects, I think, us in general more than it affects the market, because we have enough money coming in. And in the debt, John, 65% of that debt is being paid by, it's our debt that we owe with Medicare and Social Security and everything. So we're paying our own self, our own debt back with our own money, but 35% is foreign debt.
And that's interesting because a lot of people think that China owns most of that debt, but it's very, very low percentage, isn't it, that China actually lends us?
Yes, less than 10%. So that's a good thing. And if you look at China's economy, you know, it's like 60% of the new loans in China, 60 to 70% of the new loans in China is there to just to pay the debt that they have.
Wow.
60 to 70%. So, you know, we're in much better shape than a lot of countries that we're in much better shape. It's just a matter of, yes, we do need it would be great to get that debt under control and reduce spending a little bit. And that way, if we have that, you know, the market is going to, you know, do probably a lot better than what it's doing now. But overall, the market is not bad. And you have to look at it. A lot of people that's in the market right now were not in the market probably 10, 15 years ago because CD rates were at 5%, 6%. So they were okay with that. And they said, you know, I don't need to risk my money. But now they have to. People are in the market that was never in the market before. And the thing about it is that's why you need to give us a call to say, you know what? Let me look at you, what you have, that financial MRI, so I know what I'm holding. And that's what the workshop's about. And that's what our radio show is about, and our TV show is about, John, is to educate our clients, educate the viewing and listening audience to find out what they have. What are they holding? Am I taking more risks than I really need to get the return that I'm getting? And that's the whole key is if we want to show you how to reduce your volatility. If we can reduce your volatility by 30, 40% in the next market correction, you're going to be just fine. You're going to see what happens during a correction, what we do opposed to what your old advisor does.
And assuming they have cool heads that prevail. I mean, we have people that are very emotional right now. Obviously, we're seeing that in the political season and all the things that are happening. But, you know, people, you're saying there's new investors and a lot of them are very emotional and they panic a little bit. How do you keep them to have confidence in that plan that you put in place so that they don't, based on emotions, make a decision that could affect their financial future?
Well, think about it, John. Emotions run rapid. Like you said, it runs rapid as the market goes down, and if it goes down consistently for a few days or a couple weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you know, people start to doubt their decisions on what they're doing. Am I doing it right? But before it gets to that point, that's when you want to check it out to say, you know what? I don't really need to lose 30% on the next market crash. Okay, there are things you can do inside your portfolio to reduce that. I'm not here saying we're going to have a 30% crash. I don't know if we might have a 30% up. We don't know what. But what you do know is the market is going to go up over the long run.
Yeah, and you have a plan in place that can actually stress test their current portfolio.
That's
to
right.
See if they're taking undue risk. Don't you? Why don't you talk about that? Because there's a lot of people that say, oh, I'm good, I'm fine. And really, if they were going to get hit with a bigger downturn, it could really be catastrophic for a lot of people that are out there listening. Not that you want to strike fear into anybody, but you need to be, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, isn't it?
It sounds like the preacher coming out of you. Yeah. So what happens is this: when you're looking at a portfolio, you want to have situations to say, you know what? What happens if we have a major terrorist attack? What happens if the Brits leave the European Union? What happens if, you know, you have all these what ifs? But we have a program that was put together by MIT that really has a bunch of different scenarios that we can input that into your portfolio and say, okay, well, if this happens the way these concerns that you're thinking about, if it happens, this is most likely the outcome of your holdings. You know, it's going to tell you what the 10-year treasuries are going to do. It's going to tell you what will gold do, what the equities will do, what the bonds will do. And that's what you want to know. And that just gives you, I mean, this is a very expensive program. All of our programs are expensive. The fund manager paid like $250,000 to build this portfolio, analyzer that we get to use because I paid him quite a bit of money to be able to offer these portfolios to our clients. So that's when we do this financial MRI, John. It's not one that you're going to get from your advisor or one that you're going to get from online. This is an extensive, thorough exam. And that's what we talk about. Financial MRI is going to dissect your portfolio. It's going to go through your fees that you don't even, you can't see. They're called hidden. So how can you can't see them. How do you know what you have if you can't see them?
Right.
It's like there's no see-ems.
Yeah. Or it's like when a doctor puts the rubber glove on, it's an invasive, inside look. I hate to say it that way, but you're really looking from the inside out to really see if they're able to withstand a lot of these issues that could potentially arise, that are arising right now, isn't it?
I promise I won't put a rubber glove on. That's pretty, but I like the no see. I like the no see them better because you're out on the golf course early. And those no-see-ums come out, and they don't mess with you, but they mess with me. I don't know what it is with mosquitoes and no-see-ums. They like me, and I almost, when we first moved here, to change the subject a little bit, we were looking to buy here in like 2006, 2007. And remember, my family lives here. My brother-in-law was born here, Fort Myers. So anyway, when we first moved here to look at houses and stuff, the realtor was showing us these houses that were on the water that had
a lot of foliage there.
But you can't cut them down.
Right.
And I can't think of the name right now, but that's where the no-see-ums go and hatch their eggs. But you can't cut them down. You're not allowed to touch these things. So I said, I don't want anything to do with that because literally the sun was going down. I was walking off the dock of my friend's boat, from his boat. And I had to jump in the shower so bad because my head and I was itching so bad that I almost decided not to move here because of that.
Wow.
I mean, it was so bad. And I said, you know what? This isn't worth it. Oh, they just come out in dusk and dawn. But the thing is, you don't see them. And that's the same thing in a portfolio. You do not see these fees until I dissect them from you.
Yeah.
I have to dissect it, and then you'll see it and see what these fees are costing. Like a client that came in a few years ago with this variable annuity that came in, and the fees were, he said, Alfie, I don't have fees. He was an elderly man, and he was taken advantage of because he wasn't from this country here. And I called in front of him. I said, let's call, give me authorization, ask some questions. So I asked all the questions, and then we come back and it was 4.7% on $500,000, almost $25,000 a year over 10 years was $250,000.
Wow.
$250,000. Let's talk about fees on the other side of this break.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Staying retired. Have you heard anybody ever say that to you? What about staying retired, right? You want to. I'm in studio right now with Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group, 561-1155. How are you, Alfie?
Hey, I'm doing great, thanks.
I know we've talked about this before. Obviously, the number one concern retirees have with the money lasts a lifetime, but also staying retired.
It's not just having an income because a lot of people can give you an income, but the thing is inflation and you want to have a portfolio, Drew, that you're not paying these excess fees that you don't need to.
Right. So there's a difference, right, between surviving during retirement years and thriving.
And thriving. Right. That's the word I was going to use, thrives. Yeah. Well, you have to have the abundance thinking opposed to scarcity thinking. And that's what we do here is we put that plan together for you to make sure you have a proper plan in place that you don't have to worry about those downturns in the market.
You need a true professional, quite frankly, working on your behalf so you can stay retired. 561-1155, it's Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with Financial Coach Alfie Townsend. You are listening to Southwest Florida's Financial Planner. And if you've accumulated enough and are retired or soon to be retired, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call Alfie right now at 561-1155. Alfie specializes in helping retirees or those soon to be retired get a strategy in place that will keep you on the retirement fairway. Call him at 561-1155. Also do want to tell you that he's having a workshop called How the World Affairs Affect Your Financial Affairs. It's on July 7th at Ruth Chris Steakhouse in Coconut Point, and you need to register for that. And if you've saved a substantial amount of money for retirement or already retired, see if you qualify for that workshop. Give Alfie a call right now at 561-1155. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we're talking about, you know, really an in-depth examination to expose hidden fees. And really, you before the break, you talked about saving a guy $25,000 a year, which over 10 years is $250,000 out of his pocket. I mean, my God, you know, if people just saved that alone, just the hidden fees, that would increase their upside potential in their portfolio, wouldn't it?
Well, that's how fight inflation is reduce your fees and reduce the amount of money you're losing. That's why it's important not to, at the workshop, what we do, we hand out these envelopes, John, and we open up these portfolios that are the same return from 2000 to 2015, 5.67, 5.66, the same returns, the average return. And like President Bush called it, he called it fuzzy math. Well, fuzzy math is how Wall Street does it. It doesn't matter. You can, if you have two portfolios, one makes 60%, one makes 30. The next year, the 60 loses 40, the 30 loses 10. They both average 10%. But when it's all said and done over 2 years, they average 10%. They both lost 20%. But the one that lost the 40% literally got into their principal, where the other one increased by about $1 million, $150,000. So you can't just look at returns. You have to look at how do those returns get there? How do those returns get there? I'm going to read a couple things real quick before, you know, the show's just coming to an end. You know, about economic cycles, boom and bust. A recovery is an extended period of growth that lasts a few years to over a decade, but a recession is a much shorter period of economic weakness. Here's the facts. We've had only 14 official recessions, okay, and they don't really, they often average about 60, you know, every 66 months. So a recession could be every 66 months, but the average recession, John, it only lasts 11 months. And during a recession, that doesn't mean your stocks are going to go down, your portfolio goes down. A lot of times you have growth in a recession. Just because the economy is slowing down everything, you could still have growth in your portfolio.
Well, right now we're obviously flat. Jobs weren't what they were expected, and the Fed isn't going to raise the interest rates, which is a good thing. So you would think that the market should be responding over the next couple of weeks to that news. And obviously when you hit a flat or a bottom, the only way is up, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And the thing about it is this, with investors, their confidence levels go down. So, you know, you feel worse. You feel like the things are worse and then sometimes they really are. So you let the emotion get in the way. And that's what we want to do with our clients. And that's why I love doing the radio show. I love the TV show. I love getting out in public and talking to people, because if we can educate our clients to stay away from the TV, the internet, these prognosticators that just bash our country, bash our the success that we have, and just doom and gloom. I hate this doom and gloom. And the doom and gloom talkers out there are the ones that make it seem worse than it is. And there's always two sides of the story. And I'm just asking our listeners, get the other side of the story. Find out what you have inside your portfolio to see that, you know, might not be as bad, or you might have to make some changes. And I'll show you if you need to make some changes or you want to keep things the way they are, but at least you know what your fees are. You know if you're diversified, you know if you're with 95% confident level, how low and how high your portfolio will go the way it is right now. So give us a call and, give us a call, 561-1155. That's 561-1155.
And the great thing about the MRI, obviously, there's no charge to the client or potential client to come in and have you examine that in Fort Myers or Naples, is there?
Yep. As of right now, John, I'm not charging people to do this.
Okay. Well, that's a beautiful thing. That's why you have Southwest Florida's financial planner. And if you want Coach Alfie Townsend on your side, give him a call. It's worth your time to sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. Pick up the phone. Give him a call. Alfie does specialize in helping retirees or those soon to be retired get a strategy in place, an income plan in place. And he's going to expose all the fees. He's going to tell you if you're diversified properly. He's going to also tell you, do you have enough money to outlast you? And if you don't, he can put you on a course and set sail towards retirement with peace of mind. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. You'll find a wealth of information about Alfie and his company and all the services he offers through the Advantage Retirement Group. And Alfie does have a workshop coming up on July 7th. It's at the Coconut Point. Ruth Chris, you can't beat the meal there, obviously. And it's how the world affairs affect your financial affairs. And if you've saved a substantial amount of money towards retirement, or maybe you're already retired, there's a couple of openings there. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. You can still get in that workshop at the Coconut Point Ruth Christ by giving him a call right now, 561-1155. You know, Alfie knows he can't help everybody, obviously, but if you've accumulated enough and are retired or soon to be retired, you do owe it to yourself to sit down with him. Let him examine your portfolio from the inside out. Let him make recommendations to you that's going to give you peace of mind, especially if you're listening and you don't have peace of mind. You need a financial coach, a strategist on your side that's going to help you get that peace of mind. 561-1155 or go to savingtheinvestor.com. As always, it's a blessing coming into your living room or your vehicle. Stay tuned. We'll see you next time. Be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with Coach Alfie Townsend on 92.5 Fox News. To find out more, go to www.savingtheinvestor.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, a registered investment advisor.
The news and talk of Southwest Florida, 92.5 Fox News.